when I read a book, I get excited and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Wouldn't that be great if they had a simulator they could put your body in? It would squeeze all the gas out and you just got it out before you did stuff.
100%.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Your pro-Russian movie's coming out probably later this year.
Fuck off.
Does that feel weird?
What? No.
Kind of?
No.
No, I mean, not weird. That's not the right way. But I'm saying that you have a movie that you shot and takes place in a place that, you know, is seemingly not, doesn't have any implications. And then now they're mixed up in something that's like the biggest international news story. And you're like, fuck, that's where my movie's supposed to take place. Does that sit in your mind at all?
Not really. No. I mean, I it doesn't to me. I
does the studio care?
No.
There's no mention.
So we kind of are like, I think we're just.
The release date's still the release date, whatever it is?
No, we don't have a release date yet.
What are you waiting for?
I honestly, I imagine they're probably waiting to see what happens with this war, I guess.
Oh, right.
But like, I'm someone said to me one time, I was doing a fucking radio interview and this fucking idiot was like, so now you're going to walk back that Russian story? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking?
How
are
you walk it back?
It's just, it's a moron that doesn't know anything and is just scared.
Yeah.
I live in oblivion a little bit with, like, I really actually don't believe you can get in trouble for, I know you can, but like, I can't, unless the joke is like absolutely horrific, I can't imagine getting in trouble for jokes. And I can't imagine getting in trouble for a movie. And I can't imagine getting in trouble. Like, I'm oblivious to it, I guess. And there are people that live in fear. Yeah. And I live in fear. There's a lot of fears I have, obviously. But
I don't think you really need to live in any fear.
I didn't hit my radar. And actually, I ended up, this whole war just made me learn more about both fucking countries.
Yeah, you've been,
I've been fucking obsessed.
You've been watching documentaries?
Documentaries on Putin, Ukraine. Like, I didn't understand.
Put me up on some Putin knowledge.
Do you know why he's so popular?
Why?
The majority of men, when I was there, the majority of men in Russia died before the age of 54. Right, that's pretty young. It's like four more years for me.
Yeah.
And the average male now does not live past 60. Putin's 74. So the women all live long. So not the majority of their population, but there's a huge chunk of their population that are just single women that are older, that they think Putin is very attractive. And they have money because they, you know, are on the system of, like, they've lost their husband, they get their whatever, it's not a social security check, but
yeah,
they have money. And that's who really votes for him, is they think, number one, this guy is everything their husband wasn't. He doesn't drink, he's obsessed with fitness, he's got his shit together, he worked for the KGB, he supported old Russia. Like, all these older women just fucking are obsessed with this guy. There's this one woman, Julia Iofi, who I've listened to her talk about Putin almost every night when I go to bed. She breaks down where, looking, she's really adorable. That's one on the frontline interview. I listened to all the frontline interviews because here's what's insane is that he really doesn't think he's wrong, right?
Yeah.
Obviously. When they said something about Ukraine the first time, he goes, well, that's not a real place. And they're like, no, it's the Ukraine. And he goes, it's not a real place. You're talking about Russia. That's how his brain works.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But they're like.
So he's been fixated on it for years.
Oh.
You know?
Apparently apparently this is what I've learned from this woman, is he was in Dresden and working for the KGB when the wall fell. And he called, By the way, this is so stupid. Why am I telling this? Go listen to that podcast. I'm gonna tell the fucking stats all wrong, and it's just, I'm just gonna come out looking like I'm pro Russia. By the way, I did fucking Schultz's podcast, and he had me wear a I love Russia shirt. I was like, motherfucker, I gotta start standing up for myself. That picture doesn't go away.
You know, we talked about it, about why you, I don't think it's not you standing up for yourself. We're talking about the differences between you and me, which is, in my opinion, that you lean into fun.
Yes.
And I don't care if fun doesn't happen.
This is a huge issue with me right now, because I want to be more like you. Like, I watched you get off
your private... You want to be more like no fun. Well,
I think it might get me to last longer on this earth. I'm so obsessed with fun that I think I compromise. Like, there's things I shouldn't do. Like, I watched you get off your jet in New York, and you were dressed nicely.
Oh, yeah.
I don't dress very nicely.
I'm really into dressing nicely now.
Really?
Yeah, I like it. I think I always liked it, actually. The truth is, I dressed really nicely when I was in, like, middle school. And then part of high school was, like, I switched to a school. There was a dress code. But I liked dressing nicely out of school. Then I got really into, when I moved here in comedy, like, almost leaning into dressing like a slob. Like, wearing shirts with holes in them to go on stage. And I was like, in my mind, that's how you had to do stand-up. You had to look like a mess.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, that's part. You got to be like that. And then I think as I got older, I was like, you know, I don't really feel like that. And I like dressing well. So
I want to be, I'm being dead serious when I say this. I want to be more like you. Like, you do things right. You do things. I'm not saying money's not an issue, but you make sure it's done properly and you want it done.
Yeah.
It's like, so, a perfect example is this studio, right? So our podcast setup is just Halston. That's it. It's just Halston. And then you're hiring new people and new people. When I start going, I need to revamp my business. And it all starts with, like.
And we signed a new podcast.
You know the podcast?
Danny Brown.
No way. Oh, yeah. You told me that was coming a while back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, so he has a new podcast. So, like, yeah, you know, you have to have support staff for people to do the shows.
I mean, it's like you took a helicopter out to Long Island.
That was way worth it.
I know. I would never do that.
Do you know that flight was 11 minutes?
I took a helicopter one time from LAX to Burbank because I was only home for like 8 hours, and I was gonna spend 2 hours in traffic getting home. And so I was like, I'm gonna take a helicopter, I'm gonna splurge, and I'll do a promo video. We got tour dates to sell, fuck it, I'm always promoting. And Greek, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, did that already happen? When's this air? No. Is that in there?
It's coming Greek, up.
Have I announced Red Rocks yet? Oops. Go to burr.com. Fully loaded in June. But like, there's a real thing. Like, I'm always thinking about, there's so many things that we're different about that I look at you and I go, like, dude, when we went to dinner, you were dressed nice. I was in like a fucking,
by the way, you were on one. That I talked about it on stage.
Really?
Yeah, because I go, I saw Bert today and everyone goes crazy. I saw him last night and I said, I walked into this restaurant. I go, he looked like he was feeling it. And I go, how much have you had to drink? And you said, all day.
It was all day.
Which is not an answer for how much you've had to drink.
Can I tell you right now? I swear to God, I'm trying not to drink on this podcast because here's the thing. I have nothing to do after this. So I know I can drink.
Right.
But then part of me goes, and then I'll just feel like shit.
But after this, you should do something to take care of yourself today. Like, meaning something good for your mind, body, and soul, right? Like, why don't you go get a massage, or like go sit in a sauna, or just like, why don't you do something that, like, you know what I mean? Helps you decompress. You can't do that today?
I don't know.
Why can't that be set up?
Yeah. Wait, you're going to Kuya? When?
I'll go after this recording with you if you want.
Yeah, let's go to Kuya.
You want to go do that?
Yeah, let's go to Kuya. We'll sauna. I don't need to be in the deprivation tank, but it's just sauna and polar plunge.
Let's do it.
Fucking great for me. I would love that.
And then how about good sleep tonight too? Can you go to bed at a reasonable hour and get some rest?
No.
No?
I mean, I guess I could theoretically. Yeah, but
what would keep you from doing that?
I don't know. What are we looking for?
I could do that.
I could do that. But don't you want to go have a drink after Kuya?
Didn't we just talk about this?
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about, like, I feel like I'm missing out. Like, if I go to a hotel room.
You really have that. You really have that FOMO.
Yeah, it's my biggest fear of death, is I just won't be able to hang out with everyone anymore. I'm not going to be able to be there. I want to be there. I want to be there for everything. I'd be happier. I think I'd be happier if the world was terminated and we all died at the same time. Isn't that bad?
That's pretty bad.
Then my daughters would cut their lives short.
But you're like, yeah, but then I don't have to miss anything.
Yeah, I won't miss anything. No one's going to. It'll end for all of us.
Okay.
Maybe that's what Putin's thinking. Maybe he's got a fear of death.
And he's 74, like, and he's like, bullshit.
He's like, this is fucking bullshit. I'm going to kill everyone, and then that way I don't have to worry about dying anymore. What a great way to live. If you could be a fucking leader of a country and just have your hand on a button going, I'm not feeling it today.
You'd be a scary dictator.
I'd be a terrifying dictator.
Yeah.
I'd be a terrifying dictator. I'd be a fun one. I already know which one I'd be. I'd be the one that.
Yeah.
I really don't know why they don't add another month to the calendar and we'd live longer. You know what I'm going to do when I turn 50? I'm going to start doing my age backwards and see how far I can get. It's more fun than saying I'm 74. Go, no. I'm in my 30s.
How are you doing this?
I'm when I go 50, the next year I'll turn 49. And then the year after that I'll turn 48.
You just start telling people that?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I'm already, like, they're going to be like, well, it looks like shit for 50.
Do you know that I know somebody who has been lying about their, about their birthday for so long that they forgot their real birthday? They've been lying about it.
I think I know. I hope it's not the same person I know.
I don't know.
I know a couple people that have been lying about their birthday for so fucking long.
Well, yeah, I do know a couple of women that I'm not, like, close to that I heard about, but I know a guy too.
The big popular thing when I was a comedian, when I was a younger comedian, was to say you were younger than you were, so people thought you were a phenom.
Right.
And there's a few guys that were older, much older.
Yeah.
And were telling people they were in their 20s when they were in their, and they were in their, like, I remember one guy was like almost 40 and he was still telling people he was 29. There's a bunch of those. That was like a big deal. Everyone lied. I remember being
right, there's no like Wikipedia or anything.
Yeah, there was nothing.
Yeah.
And now those people are, I mean, I guess they just come out there.
I guess that's one thing for me that I really don't, it doesn't bother me.
Like getting old?
I mean, it doesn't bother me when someone's like, oh, you're 42. Like, you know, if you're 43, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't fear the number going up. I'm not embarrassed by it. I don't feel like I have to conceal it or anything.
No, I don't give a fuck about the number. Like I am what I am. What I'd like to be is I would like to turn 50 and be in much better shape than I am today. And that's why I'm doing I can't really control anything. But I go, the only thing I can control, and I'm sure this is, by the way, a psychologist would be like, there's something very wrong with your brain. But I started saying the one thing I can control is what I put in my body food-wise. I can control that.
Right.
And then there's a weird way where it's like, all I needed was one morning to wake up and be skinnier than I was the day before to give me momentum. And then I started being able to go on my journey. So I feel like Kuya, I bet I can get out of the fucking sauna and be like back into the 240s.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wouldn't mind an IV in there.
Feel good.
Fuck yeah. I have stress.
Yeah, me too.
I have a lot of stress.
Yeah.
Who do you think is more stressed out, me or you?
I don't know, man. I've been going pretty fucking hard myself, you know, on this tour.
Yeah, but you're pretty, like, what did you do after Long Island? Get back in the helicopter, go to bed?
No, we drove back.
Drove back?
Yeah.
And you just go right to bed?
I mean, I didn't go right to bed, but, like, came back into the city. Went to my room, stayed awake for a little while, and then, you know, eventually went to bed. It was late. It was very late.
What's your vice on the road?
Well, I'll tell you what fucks me up the most.
What?
Is like we're all different with this. Some people just have an easier time navigating it, and it's getting sleep. Like to me,
really?
If I get quality sleep, everything works. And when I start to start building up that sleep deficit, I'm personally somebody that can't survive that long with it. It accrues, and then, you know, that's how I break. Like that's how I break down, is not getting great sleep. So I get really, and I, you know, it doesn't happen sometimes. Sometimes you're just like, I got fucking 4 hours of sleep, and then you can recover from that if you know it's like one day. But when you're doing these back to back to back, like I'm touring aggressive as fuck, right? Mm-hmm. And like, you know, we flew back in here. We're here a couple of days. I leave again Wednesday, and it'll be like bus, you know, southeastern.
Where are you going Wednesday?
Starting Daytona Beach, and then that goes to Pensacola.
Did you already do that area?
No, I did. I did more southern cities in Florida, and then I'll go into Mississippi and Louisiana.
And you're on the bus for the whole run?
Yeah, on the bus for the whole run. And like some of those weeks, like it's especially, you know, you're doing doubles at night, and you know you get to bed late, and then they're like, "Hey, we got to get on. You know, make sure we get the bus moving," and you just don't sleep as well as
I
you
used
do.
To sleep so good on the bus, and then now I don't, and my body's sore from it.
It fucks me up, man. And that would be the thing that like starts to wear me down, is like,
yeah,
that sleep stuff. And it's you know, I have drinks, but I always have like a couple drinks. You know, I very rarely go like overboard with it, and so that's not really a thing. Trying to eat healthy, but here's the thing, this is the part of the sleep thing that fucks you up, is that if I sleep well, I feel good, I have energy, I want to work out, I want to eat right, I want to, you know, just take care of myself. If I sleep like shit, I'm tired, I want to eat shittier food, I don't want to work out, I don't have the energy, I'm not motivated. And it like, so it's all like tied together. To me, it's all tied together by sleep though.
That's funny.
And it really is. And then you start to have it. I used to watch these like news stories about pop stars who, you know, they cancel their thing from exhaustion.
Oh,
and you're like,
yeah.
You're like, and you'd be like, huh? Exhaustion. And then now you start to have a different perspective on it. You're like, oh, I could see how this could fucking kill somebody.
Get out of control, especially because I guarantee you back then pills were like a thing.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll tell you, man, I told you, you know, I put every now and then I'll put a Xanax in my blood pressure pills. And if I'm having like a really fucking stressful week, I'll throw a Xanax in there one day, and I go, that will force me not to drink that day, because I won't drink if I've had a Xanax at all.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So I woke up in New York five weeks ago. I woke up in New York, I take my pills, and when I take my pills, I leave them on my tongue, because I count them on my tongue, and I like roll them around my tongue and count them. And so I had my pills on my tongue.
You're such a bizarre person.
And as I kill a liquid death with it,
yeah,
I taste a Xanax. A Xanax tastes different.
It does taste different.
And
yeah,
it tastes shitty. And I motherfucker, I just took a Xanax. And I was like, it was like, I had to go to press. And it was like 7 a.m. I had 8 o'clock press. And I was like, I walked in, and I'll tell you, I gave the most relaxed interview.
Oh yeah.
Do you know how sometimes I can fire hose people? I pulled a Tom Segura, and I was like, yeah.
Do you want to see you want to see a motherfucker be boring? Give me a Xanax.
Dude.
I don't say a fucking word.
I slept. I got done that, and we went back to the bus. We were in New York. I think we were in New York the next day or something. I went maybe somewhere else. I went back to the bus and I went to sleep like after press, and I slept until like 7 o'clock. They woke me up for the show. I got up, did 2 shows, got back in the bus, went back to sleep, woke up the next morning, and I was like, I feel fucking amazing. If I didn't work out, I ate like shit. Like it's like if I take a Xanax in the morning, I should do it every fucking morning. I should just take a Xanax every fucking morning. I have less anxiety. I don't overthink things. Like right now, my brain's going, Kuya drink, Kuya drink, Kuya drink, Kuya drink. Get out. Like that's my brain. My brain's doing that. And going like, hey man, let's fucking relax. Let's relax. Let's not worry about anything. Don't commit to Kuya. Don't have a drink right now. Don't commit to that. Don't like. And then my phone is fucking exploding. I have at any given moment, when Leanne had babies, she used to change her name to Myrtle. She'd go, when the girls were young,
yeah,
she would say, no one's allowed to say the word mom. It's making me fucking crazy. If you need me, you have to say Myrtle.
Myrtle, like Myrtle Beach?
Like Myrtle, yeah. And okay. And because it would make her giggle. But she would get overrun with the two girls going, mom, 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 right, mom, right. Mom, mom. Man, I feel like that. All I have are questions all day long. I said to someone, I go, I love Peter. I said to someone on the bus, I go, I love Peter, but I don't feel like I ever get a moment to just hang with him because he's always got questions. And he walked in and he goes, what's up? And I said, in the bus, I was like, nothing. And he goes, quick question. And I'm like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it does make sense. Cause you know, for a fact that like Miley Cyrus, they had her on the road. They had her touring and they're like, Hey, take one of these, go to bed. Okay.
Wake up,
take this. You need to be up today.
Cause you know what you end up actually having to do. I mean, it's the same thing that I have to do, and it's the hardest thing, but you actually can do it and you have to do it, is you have to schedule like time for yourself. You have to schedule it. You have to schedule time where you go, I don't answer things.
So then what's
up? I don't read things.
So what's up with Logan Paul then, right? Logan Paul's the older brother, right?
Yeah.
I can't figure this guy out because he is good looking. He's in shape. Mm-hmm. Does not addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
I just can't wrap my head around how that works. Like, there's got, like, in order to be that successful, there has to be a flaw, but I'm not seeing any flaws. I mean, I watched him wrestle. He was phenomenal as a wrestler.
Was he?
Phenomenal, Tom. Phenomenal. I mean, honestly, no joke, could very, very easily, be a professional wrestler and draw a ton of people to pro wrestling. Yeah. A ton of people that aren't fans go, I'd actually watch him wrestle. No joke. So, like, and he's a great boxer.
Yeah,
he's a great podcaster. He's a great vlogger. He's a great businessman. So, like, I would love to hear him go, yeah, I get, you know, what's his fucking thing? Because, like, I know mine. I'm pretty good at some of those things, not all of them. And I go, I get burnt out at the end of a fucking day.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You don't know how he has his life lined up, you know? Maybe he does what I'm talking about and goes like, yeah, but not on, no one can bother me at this time, which I think you need to do.
Like, okay, how about Rogan then? We know Rogan.
Yeah, he does that. He's actually the king of that.
King of what?
Like, this week, I'm doing this with my family. I don't care who reaches out to me. At this time, no, I'm doing, like, he schedules, like, workouts. I'm working out here. This is a family thing. I'm doing my thing with my family here. Yeah, you can hit him up. I mean, you can hit him up whenever, but it's like, things are like lined up for him. Podcasting here. He tours. It's like, it's in and out. Like, he goes in and out. He doesn't stay on the road like we do, you know?
Yeah.
He
I guess we're also comparing our lives to multi-millionaires.
Yeah, of course.
Like, so we're like, how do they do it? I'm sure it's like, oh, no, none of this matters to me anymore. I just do what I want to do.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I still think they probably prioritize their time more than anything.
I need to prioritize my time. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com
/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I should work out today.
Okay. If you want to. I still think you need to rest, though.
Yeah. See that? Can I tell you what my brain just said?
What?
Cheeseburger. Go to Whataburger. Go to Whataburger. Like, that's where I... And that, see, maybe that's what I'm doing. I'm confusing my rest.
Yeah.
With reward.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I think you should do your burger if that's what you really want. But I just think that, like, you don't have to go hard today, man. Like, you're going to have another... Aren't you touring this weekend?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
You don't know where you're going?
No fucking idea.
Well...
I leave here. I do... I don't know.
Okay, I really think you should like consider a chill rest of your day today.
Hey, did you reach out to Kuya? Do they know? Can we go over there if we want to, Nadav?
Yeah, we could. I mean, we could go over there. Like, the guy that runs that place loves you, so yeah, I think we'll be all right.
I love the sauna. I don't think I brought a bathing suit.
It's all right.
Can we stop by Target? No, I'm going to stop by Target. I got this thing. Motherfucker. I would like an intervention. Like a light intervention.
What's a light intervention?
They had this great place in, have we talked about this? They had this great place in Malibu, mm-hmm. where you check in for like 7 days and no booze, no drugs, clean food, and you do workouts every day.
Mm-hmm.
But no therapy, just like, clean food, clean fun, go to sleep, go for like 7 mile hikes. It's Lil Esther told me about it.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Like, I don't want to go to fucking rehab. I want to go to a place where I'm like, I can't get on my phone. Someone's making me food. I don't have any options, right?
And there's no booze there.
There's no booze. Because I want to get a week of good sleep, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Wouldn't you like that?
Mm-hmm. I also think it'd be nice to just have a...
I'm sorry, keep going.
No, just vacation. Like, it'd be nice to take a week-long vacation. 7 days, just like a thing where, like, no shows, no one's asking you questions. You just get to, like, sleep in a nice bed, eat good, you know what I mean? Just a nice vacation.
Just sleep in a nice bed.
Yeah. Look at the ocean or whatever you like.
My problem is I need a vacation for myself.
Right.
Like, I need myself not to make a lot of decisions.
No, yeah.
So if I go to Hawaii, I'm going to get up and be like, oh, it'll be a fucking nightmare. I was like, hey, we should line up some podcasts. There's a bunch of guys I'd love to talk out to out here.
Oh, right.
And
then
I'll be like.
That's not the way to do it.
Yeah.
So a vacation that you don't plan is what you need.
Oh, let's plan each other vacations for each other.
Oh, my God. I'd be so terrified of yours.
All right. Where would you take me on vacation?
Well, I mean, right now?
Yeah.
Right now, I think I would take you up in the mountains somewhere, you know?
I'm going to Breckenridge next week.
Okay. Like, something like that. I would take you up in the mountains, maybe somewhere in Idaho or, you know, Colorado, Montana, something like that.
I need an activity to do to stay healthy.
Oh, up there, you can go on hikes and bike rides and, you know, it's away from, there's no, like, cool bars where we're taking you. It's just, like, beautiful scenery. A little bit in touch with nature, great accommodations, great food, but you're away from chaos.
I'm like taking you to Medellin.
Fucking Colombia?
Yeah. That'd be fucking awesome.
Okay.
And just, I want one of those moments where you're fucking in the room and you've locked the door and I'm like, Tom, open the door, Tom. Tom, it's going to be fine. You're like, I'm seeing shadow people, Bert. I need to go home. Why? Give me a jet home.
I don't want this vacation.
That's the vacation I want. Just fucking all day drinking, fucking chew those leaves that give you like the feeling of cocaine, but it's not cocaine.
The coca leaves.
Smoke some pot, fucking whores, just whores and whores and whores.
All right, I'm in. actually, I really do want to go to Colombia.
I would love to go to Colombia.
And I heard that Medellin is fucking stunning.
Did you say Medellin?
Yeah, because I said it like a Colombian would say it.
Medellin. I just saw a great picture on that was posted of like the lights.
Medallion.
Wow. Wow. Stay in Israel.
Yeah, I really want to go. I heard it's beautiful.
I was in Bogota once,
mm-hmm.
and man, I fucked up.
Look at that.
Type in.
You fucked up?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they have cops everywhere, and the cops had machine guns, and I thought he was recognizing me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why a cop in Bogota would know who the fuck I was.
Yeah.
But I started making eyes with him, and it kind of was gay, and they're pretty homophobic. In fucking South
yeah.
America.
Yeah. Yeah, they sure are.
And I was
aggressively.
I was like this. And he was like, and I was like, yeah. And he was like, and I was like, what are we doing? And then he just started walking over to me and I was like, oh fuck, I think I'm making eyes at a cop. And I was like, I don't think that's how that works down here. And then he just came over and just kind of stood by me and watched me and then walked away.
Yeah.
I meant, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've had some sketchy. Type in the lights of Bogota of Medellin, because I saw a picture last night of the like someone doing a night thing, and it was all the lights in Medellin.
That's not spelled wow. right.
That's not it, motherfucker.
The lights of Medellin. What kind of lights? You mean the northern lights?
No, it was like the lights above the city. It looked beautiful.
Oh.
I saw it on Instagram.
Hmm.
I see a lot of shit on Instagram.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to see there.
No, I mean, like, I feel like I was saying something to Georgia the other day, and I was like, oh, I was just in bed reading a book. And she goes, were you reading a book? You sure you weren't looking at Instagram? And I was like, I was actually looking
at
Instagram.
Yeah.
I was. It was a thing about...
That's pretty fucking... That shot right there is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, I want to go to Colombia. I'd like to go to Medellin.
All right, 10 places. Bogota. We were talking about doing this with Josh Potter.
Okay.
10 places to
see. Oh, to see before he goes blind.
Before he goes blind.
Yeah. But yeah.
I think one of his places was like fucking Rochester or something.
Rochester?
I don't know. What did he say? We put on a list of things.
I think I took him to Rochester. I
took him to Rochester. Where did he say? What did he put? Oklahoma City? No.
He wants to see every place that's had like a terrorist attack.
The places he wanted to see were so bizarre. But what would you like? You'd want to take him to India. Like, why? I want to go to India. I want to go to India really bad.
Okay.
Well,
that might be a great place for your week long vacation, just to do something different that's not an environment you're used to.
Yeah.
You'd kind of have to adapt a little bit to, you know, a whole other way of seeing things, doing things for that week if you allowed it to happen, you know.
Yeah.
You could insist on like a Western experience there, or you could just go with the local Indian experience.
Do you have any interest in seeing the Great Wall of China?
I mean, I think it's probably amazing to see just the magnitude, like what was built. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I mean, it's never been like, oh, I got to go see that. But I mean, every time you see photos or video of it, and you read about how long it took to construct, you're like, it's. I mean, it bends your mind.
The pyramids.
You know, it's also one that has never. It doesn't make me go. I don't have that thing where I go, I have to go see that. It's just not for me right now. There's just cities that I like. I want to go to Tokyo really badly. I want to see Tokyo.
I think I've been there.
I think you have too. I think you were there for Travel Channel.
Yeah.
I really want to do that. Like, that's just like my own interest.
Is that where the emperor lives? In Tokyo? So I saw the emperor's castle. I think I've been to Tokyo. Tokyo's pretty fucking sick.
Yeah, that's I really want to do that. Yeah, the wonders of the world stuff. I don't know. It just doesn't make me go like, I need to see that in person.
Japan is pretty fucking awesome. It's pretty fucking amazing.
Like, as a society, a culture, you know, like their food, their like the whole way that the culture of the Japanese people is something that I find pretty fascinating, and I'd like to take a nice long trip there.
It's I tell you,
I want to go to Portugal too. I've never been.
Portugal. I'm amazed at Portugal. I would love to see. I would love to see the waves at Nazaré. You know where they have the big wave riding thing. Mm-hmm. I would love to see those waves. They're like 70-foot waves.
I booked all my international tour.
Really?
Which I haven't announced yet.
Where are you going?
Well, I can't announce all the dates, but I'm going to take a
when are you doing it?
Personal trip.
To where? To Portugal?
Maybe. I'm definitely going to go to Spain for a little while.
Well, can you? Are you doing stand-up in Spain in Spanish?
We had a conversation about it, but I think what actually goes better in these countries is
English.
English shows, yeah.
Yeah, because they all speak English.
Yeah, so you do the English show, and then you just
Thank you, NATO.
You just go, I'm going to throw a little hot sauce on this for you and do some Spanish, you know?
A little too. Hey, burrito, burrito, burrito.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hey, yeah. Cerveza.
There you go.
Chupa mi pinga.
There you go. Hey.
¿Dónde estás usando? En la cocina, no, en la sala.
Hey.
¿Me prestas tu pluma? Mi pluma, ¿estás loco?
Where are these from?
Churros y chocolate.
Oh.
Papi, ¿dónde está Lima? ¿En Peru? Claro.
What is this? Is this a podcast?
No, this is how we learned Spanish when we were kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah. García, ¿me prestas tu pluma? ¿Mi pluma? ¿Estás loco? Yo tengo solamente un lápiz. Type that in. Churros y chocolate.
Churros.
Churros.
I'll say it real white for him.
Churros y chocolate. And then write, García. Me prestas tu pluma? M-E.
M-E.
Prestas.
P-R-E-S. Yeah.
Tu pluma?
T-U. There you go. Fucking nailed it, bro.
All right. All right. Now, see if, okay, yeah, press that. Press that. Now, scroll and see if you can see where the, keep scrolling, and see if you can see, oh, it's all in Spanish. There was a book.
I've been doing the, using the app for,
Oh, my God. Are you playing Wordle?
No, I've heard. You like it?
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. I love it. I love it. And I'm so good at it.
You are?
Are you
playing with a group of people?
So Wordle on the New York Times gets released every night at midnight.
So you go on a website for it?
Yeah, I go on a website. Ooh, pull up Wordle. We'll have Tom do it.
Okay.
Okay. So go to the New York Times website. New York Times.
You can just go to Wordle.
Wordle, New York Times. Hit enter. Okay, that's it. Click it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll explain to you.
Okay.
So you got to pick a word that has five letters.
Okay.
If it's green, that means that letter's in that word and that's where it belongs.
Okay.
If it's yellow, that means it's in that word, but that's not where it belongs. And if it's black, it means it's not in that letter. It's not in that word. So, all right. So go to the next page. Okay. So now start with a word.
Start with a five-letter word. Okay.
Five-letter word that has a lot of vowels. Usually you want to try to find if you have vowels or consonants. And so I can tell you how I do it, but then I'm just playing it here. So pick a five-letter word, and we'll see if it has any of those words in it.
Any of those letters in it?
Those letters in it.
Okay. Okay. How about like looks?
It's a great one. Okay. Type in looks.
Okay, so that means...
Now hit enter. L and S are in this, but they're not in the right position.
So that means L and S are in the answer, like the word of the day, essentially?
Yeah.
And then, okay, but they're not in that...
They're not in that order. They're in different places. And O, O, and K isn't in there. Now,
okay, how about slant? Could that be like a way...
Yeah, that's actually a great way to do it. Okay, so now you know S is there. L's not in the right place, but...
A is in the right place.
A is in the right place, yeah.
Okay.
By the way, I've played this morning, and I've already forgot what it is. Okay.
Okay.
So now another five. So what words go like this? Whatever.
Right.
With an L. An L's going to be at the end, I'm guessing, because it's not there, and it's not in the first one. So it's one of the last two.
Right.
Or possibly both of the last two. You can have double letters in there, but that's just...
Right. So the L's not going to be there, which is important.
Right.
How about... I'm trying to think here. Hold on. So like S, P, A, R. K? Well, no, not K. Sorry, it can't be K.
Yeah, it would be.
Wait, S-P-A.
Spall? Spalt?
I was going to say, could it be, oh, wait. Could it be R-E?
Yeah, sure. But there's an L in it. So you know there's
an L.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah. Right.
Fuck, that's what's fun about this is it fucks with your head. Sorry. So you're in it the whole time. I'm trying to remember what, I don't even remember what the word is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So.
Okay.
You know there's an L in it.
Right.
I forgot what the word is.
Right.
You know there's an L in it.
Uh-huh.
So think of words that have an S, start with an S. And you, this is immediately what I do. Look at your thing.
Yeah.
What words have, or have, what normally is the next letter after an S, and then find those words. It's not going to be an R. You never hear a word that goes srat.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be Q. It won't be W. Won't be Y. Won't be U. Swa.
It could be the SW. That's how.
Okay. Swat. Swall. Swall.
Well, I'm just saying SW.
Yeah. Swall.
Okay. No. S. I. We haven't done an I yet.
Yeah. So put it, take a word that has an I in it.
All right.
Also, just because the S is where it's supposed to be, does that mean that necessarily there isn't another S?
That doesn't mean that there isn't another S.
Okay. Cool. That's another thing.
But you me. Also know that it's not, well, it's not going to start with two S's, and it's not going to be, what, swastika? Is that what you're thinking? It's not going to be the last, like, it won't be the last one. God, I just
okay, looked. Wait a minute. Oh, dude.
It was so close to sauce. I wanted to say sauce.
Sauce.
All right, hold on. S.
S.
M.
It's S.
S-M?
Small.
A?
Small. Small.
No, because it...
That's small, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hit it. Ooh. God, what fucking word is this?
So,
oh, yeah, okay.
You do remember it?
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah. So now, you know, it's an S, a something, an A something, and an L.
Okay.
It's not shall.
S, well, I mean, it, right, because there's not two L's.
But it's, I mean, but also it's not bad to guess to see if you can figure out,
yeah,
like what letter goes where, you know?
Right. Well, for sure. Oh, it could be. Oh, and there's not two L's in it. That's also what we know. The L's at the end. All right. Well, I'm sure this is fucking boring to listen to at this point.
No. I bet everyone's probably going, doing the math in their head.
Really?
Can I give you a hint?
Sure.
Type in an H. S-H.
Okay. S-H. A is correct. There's only one L at the end, right?
Yeah.
What am I... Oh, it could be a shawl.
It could.
No.
No, Schaub. Brendan Schaub. Yeah.
Hold on.
No. I liked where you're going earlier.
Yeah, it seems like it would be with the shawl.
Yeah. Try
S. Is it not? No.
Hit enter.
Wow.
I do this nonstop.
You do?
So
does it keep giving you new ones?
So now this has been played, and then you can show you can see how many you know, this is your record, and it comes up every night on your phone at midnight and you can do it. But I just bought an app that has it where you can do it at infinity, and I do it nonstop.
Oh, you do?
And so yeah, just so for everyone that plays Wordle, here's how I do it. I take my first word's audio, my second word's crest, and my third word's nymph, and then basically you will get it after you do those three.
Yeah.
Not to ruin this fucking game for everyone,
yeah,
but Matthew Broussard's with me, and he is like fucking stupid smart. And he was like, well, got to get rid of all the vowels and all the consonants, and these are the best words, the most consonants, the most vowels. And so you do it, and without fail, you'll get it every time. But what's great is like when you get to one where it's like the other night, day was snout, and I put spout. You got all the letters except you got three choices left, and you got to do the last one. And then you listen to everyone in the bus. Everyone wakes up in the morning in their bunk, and they're like, "I got it." and then we'll give each other hints throughout the day. You're like, ooh, we should go.
How many guesses do you get if you play it correctly? Like,
you get five. You get, I think, five guesses total. But it's such a fun game. I love games like that. I was thinking about doing that for Fully Loaded, was putting out, not telling everyone who is they're going to be there, but doing a Wordle of everyone's names.
Yeah.
Like, trying to figure out who it is.
Yeah.
And so, but not everyone has five letter names.
I mean, you could still like probably play with that.
Do you read books?
I mean, I have.
What do you do that for fun?
You know, I would actually do it more if I wasn't as stressed and busy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like I do enjoy, like I probably read the most books when I've had less to, like a vacation. I like reading, I like bringing a book on vacation.
Really?
Yeah. I like sitting around.
That's crazy. Like Patton Oswalt, when the pandemic hit, he was like, oh, it's the best thing. I just sit on the porch and read a book. And I'm like,
what do you not like about that though?
The reading, the not talking and just sitting there and reading.
That might be good for you.
It's fucking stupid. Just sit there and fucking look at something and read it. And you can listen to it. It's so much better to listen to it.
Yeah.
Then watch it. Watch it. What do you think? Be honest. If Instagram came out around the time of the Bible. Do you think that we'd even have books at all?
I don't know. That's such a crazy fucking formula that just popped into your head.
How much better is TikTok than books?
I remember this.
So much better.
I remember the first time I got legitimately, like, I, you know, people are always like, oh, the book is so much better than the movie. The book is so much better than the movie. It's like this. And I'll be like, And then I remember reading, because it was a worldwide phenomenon, I read The Da Vinci Code, the Dan Brown novel.
Yeah.
And it really is, he has a, you know, it's full of like this information. You feel like you have secret knowledge about symbol. Like, it's very well written. And every chapter is a hook where you're like, I have to read the next chapter, right? Yeah, it's a writing style.
Like,
he leaves you.
James Patterson does that.
Yeah, where he leaves you going like, how do I put this down? So, I mean, I don't know how to properly describe it, but it's like, it's effective. So it's engaging. And, you know, the way he writes it, it really is like you visualized it all. And there's all these like marvelous beats to it. And then I went and saw the Tom Hanks Da Vinci Code movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, this fucking sucks. And I couldn't believe that it was a box office hit. I was like, this is a piece of shit. Like, compared to the book.
Yeah.
It was just like, it was, to me, it was such a disappointment. I was floored that it did well I was like, this is compared to the book.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, what your mind does when you read, I don't know, it really does, it can explode with like the imagination. So to me, it's like, I haven't read a book now. I started to read one, but I do enjoy it if I have time.
When you read a book, like, do you cast it in your head?
Not really. I actually imagine like unknowns in my head.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I put like make believe people in there.
I cast it. I used to have a joke about it. That's why I had a hard time reading Memoirs of a Geisha.
Because it was Bobby Lee.
I was like, this will be played by Mr. Miyagi.
Oh.
This will be played by Margaret Cho. Pumpkin, I had Pumpkin as Margaret Cho. And then she was like, she's Korean. And I was like, fucking no one will notice.
Yeah.
Fucking put it in. Fucking Bobby Lee's in it. And then it was, but when I read The Firm, I had pictured Tom Cruise as that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when they said it was Tom Cruise, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm meathead like that. Like, when I read a book, I get excited and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Wouldn't that be great if they had a simulator they could put your body in? It would squeeze all the gas out and you just got it out before you did stuff. Like, they started like working it out, and then all of a sudden you just and your burps and everything.
You said you fart a lot.
I would like to get everything out of my body. I want to do that. How do I do that? I want to get everything out of my body. All the shit, all the piss, all the cum. I want to start fresh. They need a machine that makes you shit, piss, and cum at the same time and sneeze.
I love a good sneeze, dude. I love a good sneeze. I like a sneeze that makes me feel like somebody shot heroin into my neck. You know, that kind of like your eyes roll back and you fucking do you feel like you can fall asleep after a good sneeze?
No.
Really?
No, I hate sneezing because it means I've got a cold coming. I never sneeze unless I have a cold coming up. And what I do sometimes, when I especially when my allergies are in, I'll do double sneezes. Like, you ever seen a wave that doubles up on itself? I'll do a...
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I hate sneezing. And I have this one big tooth in my mouth right now.
Big tooth in your mouth?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I have a big tooth in my mouth.
Why do you have a big tooth? Don't you have just teeth? You have like a tooth that's particularly bigger than the other teeth?
Yeah, I remember I had teeth problems at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
And my dentist, he's great, I love him, but he was just like, that's the best I can do. I was like, what? And he's like, you know, you have an angled bite, so it's this filling's, this crown's going to be a little bit bigger, so you just have to get used to it. So I grind my teeth, my jaw hurts nonstop, my back hurts, and when I sneeze, those are the only two teeth that touch. And I have another my mouth's a fucking mess, dude. My mouth's a fucking mess.
That was a ride, story. Let's talk about you, because I'm excited about this.
What?
Saying you said you want to dress better. What can we put, how do you imagine it?
I wear nice clothes.
Yeah.
I wear nice clothes, but I don't dress nicely. Well, this is a James Purse shirt. It's a very expensive shirt.
It's very nice.
But it's got stains all over it, and it's just fucking, these pants are James Purse.
That's a hilarious Google search, by the way.
What did you type in?
He wrote, nice casual clothes.
Like, I don't have any fashion sense about me. It's always a t-shirt, it's always jeans, a nice pair of shoes, that's it.
We can get you into some stuff.
But I got to lose weight in order to start wearing nice clothes. That's part of the thing. People, it's hard to be overweight and dress nicely.
It's kind of a struggle. Well, there's a lot of clothes that they don't even make it for anyone over. If you're a guy, if you're over 220, you can't wear it.
Yeah.
You got to be 200 pounds max.
Does Logan Paul dress nicely?
I feel like he wears a lot of sporty stuff, right?
He does. He does jean shorts that are tie-dyed and tie-dyed sweat. He does cool people clothes.
They dress like first round draft picks, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't think I could be a nicely dressed.
I think you can.
I don't. Why can't you? I think that's the first step.
Which is what? What's the first
step? I think part of it is the struggle that I don't know. I think it's I don't want to represent myself. This is a deep conversation I'm about to start.
Okay.
I think when I started becoming more public, doing podcasts and talking and being more open and honest about who I am as a somewhat crazy person, I think I felt like it would be misrepresentative of myself if I started dressing like I was making money.
Uh-huh.
If I started dressing in fancy clothes.
I understand.
I remember seeing that happen to people, and I was like, they're losing who they are. So I'll buy nice things. I'll buy nice shoes. I like nice sneakers. But even still, I don't buy the expensive, hard-to-get ones. Although I do have a pair of off-whites that I wear on stage, but that's because it's stage. But for the most part, I'm just in Nike Dunks, SBs. Like whatever they have, I don't need it super nice. But I remember people getting money and dressing nice. I remember Dane getting a fucking badass leather jacket. And I remember seeing it and going, oh, he's making money. All of a sudden I had an inner dialogue about him based on what he was wearing.
Yeah.
Or certain people dress fancy or really, and I was always ooh. Chappelle wears interesting clothes.
Yeah.
But I go fashionable, interesting clothes. He dresses like Kanye sometimes.
Yeah, he wears he likes clothes. It's just an expression, though.
I feel like part of me is that
you're too in your head about this. You're too in your head about this. You're in your head about this the same way you are with I feel like you feel like if you don't party that you're disappointing people who want to party with you, and you're not. You can dress whatever way you want to dress. And you don't have to party with people if you don't want to feel like partying with people.
So then what do I want to look like?
Well, that is up to you. And that is personal expression. So if you were to look at, let's say, pick a prototype.
Who do I want to be?
Yeah, like fashion wise. What? Who do you like? You go like, I would wear that. There's got to be someone.
Johnny Depp. No, that's a bad ass. That's a bad one. Sorry, I didn't realize he's like covered in beads and yeah.
It's a lot of bracelets and shit.
Who do I want to look like? Type in like, what's Ben Affleck look like these days? He's just
yeah. That's a good one for you.
Yeah, he looks like casual. Wait, go to like no, not in a tie. Go to I want to see him in jeans arguing with his wife. Let me see his shoes. Get that picture. Let me break him down. By the way, I wonder if Ben Affleck knows who we are because we talk about him a lot.
I would say you talk about him a lot.
I do. Okay. Okay. Nice shoes, I guess. What are those?
Adidas. Yeah.
Black pants, button down. And then, let me see that. Is that like a sweater or a sweatshirt? Yeah. Okay, I'd already... Jennifer fucking Garner's so hot.
She you really can wear that. Fucking hot. I bet you that's nice stuff he's got on.
Yeah, but first of all, you have to be in shape to wear that.
Really?
That's the only reason that outfit looks normal is because he's skinny. If you're fat, type in Jack Black. Let's see what Jack Black wears. No offense, Jack Black, but... I mean, but let's be real. Jack Black dressed up. See? Okay, I think I just figured it out. It's because I'm fat. That's what it is. I'm fat, and so I'm like, you ever see, like, I'm dressed in Lane Bryant. Like, I'm dressing like Jack Black. Look at these. He's got tiger shirts, and he's dressed up like Super Mario. Look at this.
Yeah, he wears crazy. But that's also who he is, though. You know what I mean? Jack Black is this, like, fun, yeah, wacky.
I think that's part of what we're getting at right now, is that that's who he is. And I think maybe who I am is... Like I like wearing workout clothes a lot.
Yeah.
Like Nike long Nike running pants,
yeah.
Nice running shoes. I like dressing like that. I love hoodies. I wish I didn't love hoodies. I love hoodies because they're comfortable. And then how to develop your personal style. Good fucking job.
There we go. Your fucking search of the month. Okay.
Don't become yourself.
Make it bigger a second. Okay, when you create a personal style, you will be the one who stands out. If you try to become someone else, you'll be labeled unoriginal. Every single style icon, from Steve McQueen to David Beckham, has a signature style, way of dressing that emphasizes their aesthetic ideals and expresses their public persona. Here's what you need to do to develop your signature style. It signifies a considerable amount of self-knowledge. It shows that you know what your message to the world is. It reveals that you are comfortable with who you are. We're going to do this, Bert.
All right.
Let's see. Number one, dress for your body type.
Okay, this is already starting to hurt.
Knowing your body type, how close will
fit you. Am I the circle or the upside down triangle? Circle. Okay, I'm circle. Yeah, I'm circle.
Okay.
Oval. Oval, I mean.
Oval, okay.
Okay, keep going.
Opt for pleated trousers. Oh, here's let's consider for shopping for clothes to suit your body. Opt for pleated trousers with a sharp taper. If you have heavy calves. Have your jackets fitted closely with a shorter hem that ends at your hips if you are a shorter man. You don't have to worry about that. Go with a deconstructed jacket if you have broad shoulders. There you go.
Broad shoulders if you're tall.
If you're tall and lean, skip. Go down to the next one. Number two, dress for your lifestyle. You act rugged. You look rugged. You enjoy rugged clothing and cars with big dirt-covered wheels. Suit and tie doesn't work for you. No matter how much fun you want to have with your style, remember the job you have. Don't worry about that. You're a comedian. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Okay, scroll. Dress for your environment.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're on the road, you're performing, you're walking in and out of hotels, maybe you're doing some press stuff. Well, that just means, you know, it's like weather and the situation.
Find a style icon.
There you go. Get style inspired. Is there an actor, public figure, or model?
Jason Momoa. I'm picking these fucking people that dress like lunatics.
I mean... Is that really your guy?
No, but I don't want to look like Jason Momoa.
There's got to be a good style icon influence for you. Choose the right colors.
I have a warm complexion.
Okay.
Know your message. I want to be your friend.
That is your message?
I think so. Hey, come talk to me.
Man, we have like polar opposite messages.
Yeah, you dress in a lot of leave me alone outfits, like dark coat, dark pants.
Is that a leave me alone outfit?
Yeah, you're like, yeah, you're like, I have secrets. Your outfits look like I have secrets.
Yeah.
Let your age be a reflection of your age. That's fucking hard pass. Oh, what's a 50-year-old man supposed to dress like? I'm not 50, by the way, but I will be. Shop with a plan.
I shopped so much.
What did you buy?
What didn't I buy?
I don't buy anything.
I'm donating so much this week to make room for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you doing your jacket off? Jacket off.
I'm going to give away more jackets, yeah.
Look at Jason Momoa.
But see, here's the thing. You're looking at this guy. He's fucking gorgeous, right?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, he's just wearing a t-shirt. It's him.
That's what. Yeah. See, I think I am dressing like Jason Momoa. Yeah. Scroll down. Let's see more outfits on Jason Momoa. You know what?
I mean.
With gender being fluid, I wonder if I could start dressing like a woman.
You definitely could.
I would love to wear dresses.
You could make your beard more. What if you grew your beard out real long? That'd be a style thing. And then clothes look like, oh, shit on you. If you have like a...
Like Jeff Tate's got a legit style.
Like he has a signature style. There's nobody with a more like unique style than that guy can dress. It's crazy, man. He'll wear like fucking pajama pants with a concert t-shirt, a jean jacket, a fucking hoodie tied around his waist. Jordans.
Yeah, Ben Affleck doesn't have a style.
Yeah.
Neither does Matt Damon. They're just regular people.
Jeff Tate has a style. Yeah. Okay, I think you could do something with your beard. That's just number one. I think your beard could be part of your fashion.
I got a better beard than Jason Momoa. Look at this. I could dress like that. What does he got? Like a scarf? You know, I tried to bring scarves back.
You tried to bring scarves back?
Yeah.
What if Leanne met him? Would that be a thing for her?
She would let him do things to her that she has never even thought about.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That fucking eyebrow of his that sticks up.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa. Look at that. Purple pants.
Now, what would you do?
Purple vest.
What would you do? Would you murder him, too?
No, I'd be cool with it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, man, she's all yours.
Yeah.
Send pics. Maybe I need a nice tattoo.
Tattoo?
I need my arms to be in better shape. Like they're right now, I want them to be bigger here and skinnier here.
Bro, look at him.
He looks like a fucking. Look at that outfit.
What is he wearing?
Black Sabbath shirt.
What is he wearing?
He dresses like he's going out for an event every day.
I mean, this to me looks like he's going to murder someone. I see.
I remember when I had dyed my
Clockwork Orange right here.
I dyed my hair white when I was in. Blonde when I was in college.
Uh-huh.
And I remember it was exhausting to dress for that.
Oh, right.
Because you have to wear outfits that a guy with bleached hair wears.
Sure.
And I was like,
how long did it stay bleached for?
For a while.
I mean, 6 months?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah. And then I dyed it red and then
keep
I
going.
Just shaved it off. I'm going to stop you right there. Go scroll down. I'm going to stop you right or back up.
I
can't put those boots on.
Yeah,
I got to tie them in. I'm like fucking out of breath.
I think that without the work of those boots, you could also lean into this I don't give a fuck style where shit is just like thrown together.
Type that in. I don't give a fuck style.
I think you could pull that off.
Yeah.
That's your persona.
I don't give a fuck style. That's my style. I don't give a fuck. But I want to be an expensive I don't give a fuck style.
You could do that. That's basically a rock star.
Yeah, just wear shirts and say, I don't give a fuck.
How about this?
Ask me about abortion.
how about rock star? You know, like that's what I think you could pull off that.
I think scarves might be my where I need to start.
I think you should go Russian, man.
I'm gonna wait till this whole thing blows over.
I just mean the style.
Okay. No, I can't wear skinny. See, that's the problem is everything's fashionable is for skinny people. You know they don't even have plus-size male mannequins at Target?
They don't?
No. They just have plus size women ones.
Yeah, they do. They really worry about the inclusiveness there.
I walked by a fucking lingerie store the other day.
Fat models?
In Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
Where the mannequins almost got my dick hard.
The mannequins did?
There you go. What's this? Yeah, go to like alt rock bands or indie rock bands.
I mean,
bands.
Dude, you're shirtless all the time. So why don't you just kind of accentuate that? Start wearing open shit.
Open shit with a scarf.
Yeah.
I got to bring scarves back. Type in Bert.
I got a good, we got a good fashion icon for you. Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, he's always shirtless.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz. What if you just did exactly what Lenny Kravitz's fashion style is? You know, whatever.
All right. Yeah.
Dude.
Give me a shirtless Lenny Kravitz. Yeah. That's not the... I mean, that would be cool. How does he even find these clothes?
I don't know. And then look at his dressed up shit. Looks good, too. That suit. You could do the jean jacket thing there, too.
He's got a huge head.
He's got a huge head?
Yeah, look at how big his head is.
Hmm.
Look at him next to Lenny Kravitz and Saint Noel. Schumann, look how big his head is. His head is tremendous.
Yeah. Hey, click that one beneath that one. Oh, he's fucking jacked.
Yeah, I think the key is my arms. I need to get my arms jacked. Just fucking jacked.
Scroll down.
If you have jacked arms, you can put on a sleeveless shirt and everyone's like,
dude, there you are.
That's me?
Fuck yeah. Why can't you do that?
You want me to dress like Pauly Shore in the 80s?
Keep scrolling. I'm telling you, he is exposed. How about that middle one? The middle down. One down. See, you start like that. Then you get on stage and you take your fucking jacket off.
Yeah.
You're going to take it off anyway.
Take it off. I can't believe I didn't drink yet.
Today?
Yeah. I had a cocktail on the plane, so I was like kind of priming the pump.
Yeah.
What time is it?
It's 3.
What do you got to do today?
Go home.
What are you going to do? Sleep and hang out with your kids?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. What's that on your arm? Oh, is that okay?
What?
It's a mole.
Yeah. I need to shave my arms. What did we learn today? Neither of us want to see the pyramids. I don't know what I dress like when I go to Medellin with you or Bogota. I want to go to South America. I'm going to Europe. I want to know when you're going to Europe. And you bringing the whole family on your tour?
No way, dude. Do you know how fucking crazy that would be with those two guys?
I'm bringing the whole family with me.
Really? But we're doing like city hopping on some of these legs.
Really?
Well, like some of them you stay. I'm like, I like the days off to like chill. But like in some cases it's like, all right, this city. And then next city the next day. It's like. They can't do that for a couple weeks.
No, they're too little. No.
Your kids can. I mean, they can.
Yeah, we're doing a big European trip this summer.
You are?
Yeah, before Georgia goes to college, it's like a present.
But you'll tour?
And then I'm going to hit parts of Europe after, I think, or before. I'm going to do something really like I want to go to Greece.
But then what will you do with the family?
2 weeks or 10 days in Italy.
That's awesome.
And then
are you going to move around Italy or just stay in one place?
I don't know. We haven't figured out. We're trying to plan it out now. What I love to do is go on Instagram. I'm talking about Instagram a lot, but go on Instagram and type in it and follow hashtags of Italy.
Yeah.
And then you get great fucking recommendations of places to go when people tag Italy.
Yeah.
I want to try to surprise them and take them to Paris for one night. Like just fucking bounce to Paris one night.
Yeah.
I think that's but you know, Leanne, you can't fucking surprise her. I don't like surprises. Why are we doing this? She just texted me. I got you a dentist appointment and you can't cancel it. I cancel it all the time.
You gonna cancel it?
Ooh, hold on.
What? Are you literally...
Are they fucking...
Are you calling the dentist right now?
No, I'm fucking trying to deal with this. God damn it, motherfucker. All right, we got to go. I got to fucking deal with business.
Okay.
Are we done?
Pretty much. It's fine.
Fucker.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Should we?
I mean, yeah, we can. Yeah, sure.
Is there anything else we want to talk about?
No, we kind of...
Oh, the Nelk Boys.
What's that?
Oh, you don't know? It's a podcast. I actually don't know if I'm accurate in this, but it's this guy, Steve, from Steve Will Do It on Instagram, and Bob Menery.
Yeah, I know that guy.
And they had Trump on, and then YouTube took him down.
YouTube took him down?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't read too into it. But that fucking Steve Will Do It guy fucking cracks me up.
He's hilarious.
He bought, did you see him buy Kodak Black a dunk?
Buy a dunk?
A dunk. A dunk's a car. It's like a car in South Florida.
Oh.
And it's like a Cutlass, I think, but with like 30-inch rims, candy-coated paint, and he brings it to Kodak Black. You can tell Kodak Black is, because he just got shot, is on pain pills and might have had a cocktail, and he can't figure out if this is real or not. And he's like, no, it's yours. And Kodak Black the whole time is like, you're fucking with me. He's like, no, I'm not fucking with you, it's yours. And he goes, don't fuck with me on this. You gotta swear you're not fucking with me. And he's like, I'm giving you a dunk. And he's like, why? He's like, because you got shot. I want to get you a dunk. And he's like, no. And I mean, they're like, you could tell Kodak's a little out of it, but they're like, he's like, no, no. And at the very end of the video, he does what I have not the balls to do. He goes, I'm just fucking with you. It's not yours. And then Kodak Black's like, huh? And then he's like, I'm fucking with you. It's yours. But like, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Because it's Kodak Black. And he's like, I'm fucking with you. It's not yours. And you're like, oh, dude, he's great. He gives everyone fucking money.
It is crazy. I've seen clips of him, and I see him go into jewelry stores and drop like $1.2 million.
Pull him up. Would you pull him up?
Insane. It's crazy.
Yeah, he like.
Yeah.
Not Kodak Black. Type in Steve Will Do It. He texted me one time out of the blue, and he was like, I want to drink 3 bottles of wine with you. And I was like, done.
Yeah.
You texted the right fucking guy.
Yeah.
Craziest moments. What's Nelk?
I don't know.
It's 27 minutes. We're not watching that.
No, we're not going to watch this. No.
Right. Click on people ask, what does Steve Will Do It do?
Content creator, Instagram model, YouTuber. Initially started making videos in 2017. Damn, it's not long, dude. That is not long.
Yeah, I know. Not long, and I get a kick out of the kid. I know, I say kid, I don't know how old he is.
He's probably in his 20s, early 20s, yeah.
And his podcast with Bob Menery, they're just fucking killing it right now. Like, they're fucking killing it, 'cause on every feed I see.
Yeah, that's great, man. That's great. I think he's a lot of fun to watch.
Dude, I get a kick out of those guys.
I if you ever want to come over here and give us jewelry or something, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we want something.
Yeah, please. I don't have a Richard Mille. Hey. Okay. All right. Let's get out of here. All right?
All right. I love you.
Love you, too.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call 2 Bears, 1 Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call 2 Bears, 1 Cave.